And as cowboys have dealt with the Indians by cutting their forest, Indians ought to deal with the cowboys by replanting their fields. And the more one reads about how history got rid of prehistory, the more one builds hatred against civilization. And the dry work of the scientist ought to be replaced by a more shamanic and meaning-making attitude. And so it is that without any doubts, domestication in general is the origin of all evils. And so much civilization intrudes into the natural order that no sense of orientation can be developed. And the native within ourselves has its dignity, and no wonder it gets pissed off with the colonizers. And if there is a revenge that leaves its mark, it is a full-fledged cultural one. And the greediness for money has no mercy, and sooner or later even the most protected resources are plundered. And the best physiotherapy ever is that of our primitive ancestors, literally just walking. And unlike the monuments of power that are so big yet so empty, we ought to focus on the content first. And we ought to remember that one single tree can stand against the ever-expanding civilization. And the more we get indigenous, the more we experience an indigenous way of life. And only in autonomy, elements of beauty and sanity can be preserved. And anywhere there is monoculture, there is anxiety. And real danger is when we unexpectedly come to a private property. And if with the system we are doomed, without it there's still some hope. And the ultimate problem of these people wanting to turn primitive is that technological people will be there to exterminate them. And we may die, but if we have lived out our natural duty of transmitting our humanity onto others, there is nothing to worry about. And ultimately some extra comfort of civilization may be needed to preach the discomfort of a primitive life. And why seek heroism in space when we can find poetry in time? And ultimately, civilization is but a continuous displacement of people from their natural settings. And paradoxically, the greatest freedom today is the one to pursue one's own natural duty. And now central government wants us is all the same under each specific caste of its power-based hierarchy. And it is not about being masculine, but a profound feeling that we belong to the wild and we ought to make it back to it. And either we believe that our ancestors were brutal murderers or innocent creatures, or better, cultural giants. And as everyone try to compete with one another, we shall collaborate with nature and emerge above everybody else. And at times freedom is not where there is absolute freedom, but where we can have unobstructed access to it. And the wilderness is broken into dying oases within the desert modernity is creating. And establishing ourselves in nature doesn't mean we want to be part of her, it means we become her enemies. And ultimately it is a question on how much we tolerate the wilderness being sacrificed for the sake of civilization. And surrounded by an artificial world, the only guardians of a rewilding nature can be artificial. And unless we rebel against the system, we are all doomed to become monsters. And modern society is such that spontaneous meanings are not even allowed to touch the ground and germinate, but only fabricated meanings. And the more we farm for the sake of power, the more we are rewarded. And the more we hunt and gather for the sake of nature, the more we are persecuted. And the fight between the left and the right is but a staged one in which powerful people get even more powerful. Rich people are the real colonizers, displacing poor people against one another. And we become real victims only by being thoroughly true to our own self. And conservation is never achieved by putting things in a box, but by opening these boxes and letting the content spread out. And it is clear that even we are formal and have no content to share, or we are informal and have a lot of content. And civilization erects barriers at the shadow of which new life is to be found. And any form of censorship in the end is what hinders any cultural evolution. And so it is that also with the left there were messiahs whose messages have been so highly institutionalized that they came to represent the opposite meaning. And we no longer marry the organic matter nature has to offer us, but a very polished image of it. And the old bunkers of extermination become the new incubators of regeneration. And the river of life has flown for thousands of years, and why suddenly civilization has to take full control of it? And we can be so naive as to have faith in civilization, or be so thoughtful as learning from the time that preceded it. And without an unofficial culture, civilization is never gonna be rewinded. And for a Paleolithic-minded person, Neolithic people fighting one another is none of his concern. And whether we are tamed or not, it shows whether we like or not tamed creatures. And the anxiety we experience is the anxiety we feel in our lack of a real nature. While farmers don't know shit, urban people knows everything but nothing, and indigenous people knows it all. And to renew ourselves, there ought to be a culture that hates anything that intoxicates more indigenous life. And ironically, the quest to make the system more sustainable would be so radical that the system itself would crumble. And maybe we should start listening to our dreams, not the ones that capitalism brings in our head, but the ones we can have once we shut down the capitalist machine. And the system wants us harmless because it can keep on imposing itself and be harmful. And some people have a spiritual dream and they realize it against the comfort mist mass, while other people in the comfort mist mass realize the dream of their comfort mist leaders. And obedience to authority is but the end of humanity, and obedience to nature is its only hope. And what institutions are there for is to replace natural ecologies with artificial networks. While we need to accept that all culture is dead from above, we need to work for its regeneration below.